RadioMD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When we are trying to heal from a trauma, we may find ourselves confronting internal roadblocks and obstacles, also known as resistance. Resistance can be challenging to identify and even more challenging to overcome in healthy ways. My guest today, Dr. Joanne Mednick, takes a holistic approach to helping people identify and overcome resistance. Through Dr. Mednick's training in advanced EMDR and brain spotting techniques, as well as sensory motor psychotherapy and somatic therapy, she's been able to give even the most traumatized clients, including those battling addiction, tools to process their issues without added stress. Dr. Mednick will also talk to us about what resistance is, what it isn't, and how overcoming it can really bring healing on all five levels of consciousness: mental, physical, energetic, emotional, and spiritual. Dr. Mednick, welcome to the show. So grateful and honored to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be there.
So we really, you know, there's so much to talk about, but I think whether you're dealing with a trauma or an addiction, or you're just, you know, walking around everyday life, going through your life, we encounter resistance. And I'm just wondering if we fear resistance because it requires a change?
Exactly. You know, resistance comes in so many forms. And part of it is we have emotional parts that happen to us because we've had trauma. So we develop different emotional parts, and oftentimes they're fearful and not ready to come in and do the work, so they'll be really resistant because they're afraid that we'll make those parts go away instead of have them become a whole and integrate them.
Yeah.
And then we have times where clients feel that it's not safe, and that they feel that being the way they are, because they're so used to it, there's a safety to that, so they're afraid of giving that up, where we keep trying to explain to them that it's actually a false sense of safety because they feel safe from what they've known and what they're used to, but that doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, sometimes it's because they're stuck and they're paralyzed and they feel like there's no way out, and that they feel like they've tried everything and we're not going to be able to make a difference. And, you know, for us, whether it's that or fear, the thing that's so nice is because we come at it through so many different therapies that they find a way, you know, like if they're resistant to one, there's always seems to be one that opens them up enough that we can get in and make that turning point, and then where they open to all the other therapies. And it's kind of the reason why we've chosen to do a program instead of, you know, having one individual therapist, because sometimes they'll come in and there's just that one therapist that has just the perfect amount of mothering, or just the perfect amount of fathering, or reminds them of their grandmother, or, you know, whatever it is that lets them say, you know what, I feel calm here, I feel safe here, I can put that resistance down today and do the work. And then it's like, you know, it's like the petals of a flower just open.
Yeah, it's so beautiful and wonderful. And I do experience that, you know, in my own work and in the recovery world, especially, you know, helping people through through their addiction and really getting them to see that, you know, to have an open mind and really try and learn new ways of healing and coping and reframing old thoughts and patterns is really the most incredible breakthrough when you see that happen, when someone can reframe on their own. Do you guys discuss that with clients, of really how to take a thought that may be negative or a pattern that may be so subconsciously imprinted, and how to reframe that into something different for them?
Yeah, we do that all the time, because what we do, one of the things that we do is mindfulness, and then we do different skills. And one of the skills that we do is actually called reframing of feelings or reframing of thoughts. So we'll take them through a whole process that allows them to see how the thought worked in the first place, and then how we can take that and shift it, and how that shifting can change everything for them. You know, so for our clients, when they do that, they're so amazed that, you know, it's like we have a worksheet that we do with them. And at the end of the worksheet, they're like, I never thought I could reframe that. I never thought I could actually see it in a different way. And then after that, we do a whole self-forgiveness process with them so that they can forgive themselves. themselves for the judgments that they had against themselves for not being able to reframe it, or the judgments mm-hmm. that they had against someone else because they felt that they just had to stay in that place.
Well, that's such a healthy, beautiful way to get closure on an old thought like that, or an old pattern that has been probably causing negative consequences. I think that's such a wonderful tool. How do people that are listening out there, how would you, you know, give them a tip or a tool to start looking at resistance in a different way today? If they're resisting changing, let's say, something in line with their health, or their resistance in changing a job or a relationship, how do we get people to kind of look at it or see that word in a different light?
Well, you know, one of the things that we always look at is we say to them, what's underneath the resistance? Is there a belief underneath that? Is mm-hmm. there a feeling underneath that? Is there something that you feel in your body when you're feeling resistance? Does your chest tighten up? Does your stomach tighten up? So what we're always trying to do is go beneath it, find out what's mm-hmm. underneath. And when we do that, it just opens the world for clients. So that's one of the things I always say to people is, what's underneath that resistance? What's the belief system there? Do you believe there can't be change? Do you believe you're not worthy of change? What's mm-hmm. really going on for you? And when the clients are able to go and look at it from the beneath place, to really look at what's underneath that, they're mm-hmm. really able to open up and see it from a different perspective.
And you mentioned somatic. So for people that don't know, like when you say go into your body, that's somatic, right? So we could feel where does it, yes. does your heart hurt? Does your mind spin? You know, how does it affect you physically? How do you get people to tap into that a little bit more if they have not done that before?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we have some clients that come in and at first they say they don't feel anything in their body. And a lot of our therapists here are very intuitive. So oftentimes when our client can't feel it, we'll be able to feel it in our body. So,
sure.
you know, sometimes I'll say to a client, you know, I'm just noticing there's a tightening in your chest. Is that accurate? And the majority of time they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's really tight. So we'll do breathing exercises with them and different kind of exercises for them to be able to release that tightness. You know, even some of it is different ways to move their body to open it up. Sometimes even just pulling their shoulders back and letting it relax will open that area. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's all about helping them to feel and be aware of what's there, because sometimes cut-off feelings made them feel safer. And what we mm-hmm. again tell them is if you allow yourself to feel, then mm-hmm. we can make movement and we can change that or move those feelings out of your body. But if you're mm-hmm. restricted and you don't do that, then the change doesn't happen.
Yeah, and I think just in general, people have to start learning what it feels like to be in pain, because most people don't want to make changes because they don't want to be in pain. They don't want to endure it, experience it, cause someone else pain, you know, so they resist it with everything they can instead of learning how to just sit in it and that it's not going to hurt you and that you will get through it. So I just think that that's so wonderful that all these techniques that you and your team that they use so that people can start to see these emotions in a different light, to see that you could sit in sadness, you could sit in pain, you could sit in anger, and it's not going to hurt you.
Exactly. And one of the things we do is we're very honest. We'll say to them at the beginning, you know, we're not going to tell you this process isn't going to be painful at all. You may feel a little bit of pain going through this. You may feel sadness. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, it may even be a little bit heart-wrenching, but it will mm-hmm. pass. And
yeah.
you know, in the past, they weren't able to get past it. They would just get stuck in it. So for us, it's so great that we can see, even in a 50-minute session, that they can feel pretty bad at the beginning, but at the end of the session, they're feeling great. Or if not the end of that session, by the time they've had another session, then they feel fine. So they always know that they're going to leave here at the end of the day feeling good.
That's amazing. Well, thank you, Joanne, so much for being here with us. You can find Dr. Joanne Mednick at serenitytraumacenter.com. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.